band will do it, Mike. Friends, oh yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music. For all your music needs, head to 9299 Watson Road.
11:37, on we go with the Thursday Night Music Club, slamming Sammy Sound, play it forward, STL.org, also letting us know what's going on the local music front. And I know we got something coming from Tommy Halloran because he jumped all over that on Facebook.
I know. Isn't that sweet? I like that. I like that support.
And he had nice things to say about me supporting local music. And it's an honor. It's a pleasure. I've got this vehicle. I might as well use some of it for something other than trying to get myself free stuff.
Yeah. Or he was just sucking up. I don't know.
It worked because we've already mentioned his name and we haven't even gotten there. Let's talk about Play It Forward, though, for a moment. What's going on there on that front?
Man, so many great things. Have you heard of the Wiseman Report?
No.
It's like an online subscriber magazine. It's kind of like Newsweek. It's based out of New York.
There was a list of Nazi sympathizers. No, is that not it?
No, don't say that.
It's the Eichmann Report. It's close.
Wiseman Report. Well, they emailed me a week or so ago and asked me if I would like an interview, and of course I said yes for Play It Forward. And I believe tomorrow will be their Play It Forward will be their cover story on the Wiseman Report. So I'm very excited about
it. So is this a magazine, a newspaper, a flyer?
It's an online show. It's an online magazine. It's news, arts, entertainment, people in the news. Michelle Obama was on their last cover feature, so I was feeling good about that.
Is it national?
It is. Like, there's it's based out of New York, but there's like 100,000 plus subscribers.
Wow.
So it'd be interesting to see what interest comes of that.
Well, let us know, and when it comes out, we'll be sure to get it out there in cyberspace so everybody can read it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun. It was a great interview. The guy asked a lot of great questions, and I had some good answers. So, talking about Play It Forward.
What are you looking for right now?
Anything, everything, as always.
Anything come in lately?
We just had a keyboard, and then my friend Brett Phelps from the band The Darrells has two flutes, a clarinet, and a saxophone that he's bringing me tomorrow.
And this, by the way, all in effort to get music in the hands of kids in high school who otherwise wouldn't have that opportunity. And for that, you're my hero.
So. Thank you, darling. And the truth be told, Play It Forward is extremely grassroots, as you know. It just started kind of just because it needed to. And we've probably donated, I'm going to say, over 500 instruments in three years.
That's awesome.
So I'm feeling really good about that.
Play It Forward, STL.org for more information. Our other hat is to promote... I'm still doing the McGraw Show like McGraw. Her other hat is to promote local music, and she brings some in and talks about various orchestras, what they're playing, where they're playing, what they sound like, and let's move into the next one so I don't have to try to string more sentences together. What do you got?
Oh, well, we do have Tommy Halloran. I like Tommy. I haven't seen him for a long time, so when I reached out to him... He responded quickly with a big thanks, Sam, and obviously a thank you, John Carney. And that is awesome that you do this show to support local music. So he is correct. And I want to wish him a happy birthday, belated. It was his birthday a couple days ago. He's probably 40-something. Who knows?
And we can't both be sleepy.
Was that a run-on? All right, so tonight he played at the Heavy Anchor from 9 to 1. Still time if you want to head out. The Chippewa Chapel open mic night, that's still going on. I guess they're doing it in different venues. So that has huge history. Back to Frederick's Music Lounge, which I've never been, but you probably have.
I actually have.
Okay. I figured you would, but that's why I mentioned it.
Yeah, I walked in there and they're like, who called their dad? This is so uncool. So I didn't go back.
And if you like this stuff, you can catch Tommy at Chaffley Bottle Works from 2 to 5, a solo performance on Saturday afternoon. So I kind of like that.
You got something from Tommy we can listen to?
I do. This is off an album he put out a couple years ago, and it's called The Easiest Thing in the World.
It's the easiest thing in the world. Loving you, loving you. It's the easiest thing in the world. Loving you, loving you. It's the easiest thing in the world. Loving you, loving you.
Tommy Halloran, by the way, sounds a little like what Dr. John might sound like if he spoke English.
Oh, nice one.
Do you know who Dr. John is?
No. So you, I know what? Where Dr. John's is.
You don't know who Dr. John is, really? Oh, my God. I'm 145 years old, apparently. Bayou, Louisiana guy, big hit in the 70s, right place, wrong time, walks with a cane. Have no idea who he is. Oh, my
no, sir.
Lord. Well, the story's not going to mean anything, so I'm now addressing everyone but you two, okay? So I get him on the show. I am way jazzed. He is like the unofficial mayor, musical mayor of New Orleans. Get him on the show. I don't understand him.
Because of the Cajun accent?
Could be. And is that if he'd sing in the bayou with the song, we'd do the thing as serious with the sea. So I'm asking him questions. Like, so when you had Right Place, Wrong Time in the 70s, why didn't that take you away from New Orleans and go out to where the music scene was really burgeoning out in L.A. or in New York? We didn't say anybody where the music, the thing was fine. It could sit. So I had to guess. I'm like, oh, I've heard of that happening. And it, like four or five times, I responded to something he said, totally guessing what he might have just uttered to me.
You have the best job in the world.
He just came out with an album in the last 6 months. And I listened to it, and he sings clearly. But, boy, that was tough.
Wow.
All right, on we go. Thursday Night Music Club to our next local ensemble.
Well, I just noticed this as I was coming up the stairs. Miss Jubilee is playing downstairs tomorrow night at the Backstreet.
Miss Jubilee.
You like Miss Jubilee.
Okay.
And the Humdingers. Do you remember?
No.
I'm going to bring that in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
All right, so we'll get to that. That was just a side note. All right, so this weekend, Big Muddy Blues Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Rain or shine, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to make that very clear.
Where is it?
Laclede's Landing.
Right.
The 17th annual Big Muddy Blues Festival. Lots of artists. And this is kind of cool. They, the Cleeds Annaline, Emily, emailed me last week and asked me if I would like to be an MC for the main stage.
That'll be nice.
That was huge compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Hold on. One is Jimmy Lee, Kenneth, so that's my buddy.
Right.
That's easy. Right? And then the other one is the Royal Southern Brotherhood. And I have to compete with Guy Favaz. And Jackie Poor. So we're all going to share it because we all three requested to announce the Royal Southern Brotherhood. So instead of us fighting over it behind stage, we're just going to all share the stage.
So do you have something from someone playing at the Big Muddy Blues Festival by any chance?
I do, but I wanted to tell you my fear is I'm actually emceeing to open up for Billy Peek, and I have to talk about the father. They're doing a tribute to the father of rock and roll, which is Chuck Berry.
Right.
I'm nervous about that.
Why does that make you nervous?
Well, A, it's Chuck Berry, and B, it's Billy Peek.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll do fine.
Okay, thanks. That's all I needed to hear. Moving on. Lucky Old Sons, my favorite band in St. Louis.
Yeah.
One of them. LuckyOldSons.com. They will be performing on Saturday at 1 p.m. on the Pepsi stage, because there are three stages and 30 bands. And do you want me to give you some of the bands that are playing
Saturday? Oh, I wish you would.
All right, the event is Saturday and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. On Saturday, acts include, just to name a few, Anita Roseman, Melissa Neals, Marcel Strong, Jimmy Lee, Roland Johnson, Billy Peek, we just spoke of, and, of course, the Royal Southern Brotherhood, just to name a few bands. On Saturday, Sunday, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The lineup includes Aaron Cam, which we're going to sing. We're not going to sing. We're going to play one of his songs. Funky Butt Brass Band, Billy Barnett, Eric Guitar Davis, amazing, Marquise Knox, and Scott K. and the Continentals. How about that?
Wow, that's a lot of music, Saturday and Sunday. Big Muddy Blues Fest, and you mentioned Lucky Old Sons. Do you have something from them?
I do. This is a beautiful song called Strawberry.
Lucky Old Sons, they'll be down at the 17th Annual Big Muddy Blues Fest. Get all the information and the complete schedule, BigMuddyBluesFest.com. They, by the way, will be performing Saturday at 1 o'clock. Slammin' Sammy Sound with us for the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music, and on we go, darling. What else?
I'm excited about this because, for multiple reasons, first of all, it's this... next act is at my home venue, the Broad Oyster Bar, on Saturday, 10 p.m., after the Big Muddy Festival. Come on down to the Oyster Bar and check out Devin Allman's Honey Tribe, because it's their last St. Louis show for quite some time.
Wait a minute. Isn't Devin Allman also Royal Southern Brotherhood?
Yes, along with Cyril Neville and Mike Zito.
And I didn't think that Honey Tribe still existed.
Well, that's a rumor. And that's not true. So this is their last St. Louis show for a while. And yes, the Southern Royal, the Royal Southern Brotherhood has taken off. And Devin's got a lot of commitments of dates. But Gabe and George are getting together, and they're going to close out their time here in St. Louis at the Oyster Bar.
All right. So do you have something from Devin that we could snack on?
My favorite song ever, Salvation.
Lord, won't you help me find salvation? I'm standing at the edge of the sea, and I'd swim 4 miles to find heaven. And have angels watching over me. Won't you hang with me a little while? Sometimes a man need to know is fine. It's whatever I'm supposed to in the middle of the night.
Devin Allman, now is that Honey Tribe or is that Royal Southern Brotherhood?
No, that's Honey Tribe.
All right.
It's beautiful, and they put on a great show, and this is their last time in St. Louis. Tickets are $20, so come early.
So is George Patsos playing bass?
George Patsos on bass, and Gabriel Strange on the drums, the original Honey Tribe, and I'm looking forward to it.
George, by the way, making the best Spanakopita in St. Louis,
by the way,
when he's not making music. Making Spanakopita. Get out of here.
Talk about it.
I was a little.
Okay. And I also want to mention that the Royal Southern Brotherhood official after party is also at the Oyster Bar, because, of course, those guys are going to come down after the Big Muddy and support Devin and Honey Tribe. So it's going to be a great show.
All righty. Also, more from the Big Muddy, one of the bands performing Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Cam and the One Drops. If you've been in St. Louis for a while, you should be familiar with these guys. Aaron Cam and the OneDrops.com, probably the best reggae band in St. Louis, hands down. And this one, my favorite song, is called New New.
Strangest reggae I've ever heard in my entire life. It's not bad music, but I'm sorry, it's jazz, my dear. So, boy, are they diverse.
No, that's not even Aaron Cam.
What was that? Was that just your iPod?
I don't know. Was that track five? Was that Dogtown? Freshness Matters?
Okay, I'm the one that did two shows today already. You shouldn't be delirious. Son, it's college radio, everybody. Phone in your pledge. Keep us on the air. This my dear, is reggae.
Thank you, Eric Cam.
I'm gonna walk around this whole world. I'm gonna search and put some rule, rule, girl. I've been searching and searching for true love. I'm gonna walk around this whole world. I'm gonna search and put some rule, rule, girl. Yes, I was searching and searching for true love, yeah. But I'm gonna find a way to make it better. I'm gonna find a way to make it better. Searching, I'm searching, I'm searching for true love. But I'm gonna find a way to make it better.
Some of the best polka I think I've ever heard there, Sam. Thanks for turning us on to that. Aaron Cam, Sunday, Big Muddy main stage at 3 o'clock. All right, so before that, we heard something we never did figure out what we were listening. It was jazz, and it was good, but I had no idea what it was.
That's our good friend Andy Coco with Dogtown All-Stars,
oh,
which I love. And he's also doing the show on the 15th, which, did we mention again? It's my birthday.
And a fundraiser for Played Forward. Javier Mendoza will be there. I will be your host, and it's all at City Music. Our sponsor for the feature, it's just outside of Crestwood Mall, so parking shouldn't be a problem.
Awesome.
You
I can't
can
wait.
Each drive 200 cars and everybody would have a place to park. So you got that going for you. All right, we'll go out with some Dogtown All-Stars. And do you have anything to tell us as we do it?
Well, you can always check them out at dogtownallstars.com. So they will be at the 11th annual Toco Festival coming up September 7th and 9th. This is 11 years. I love this. It's a camping festival for kids, family, friends. All the money raised goes through some great community projects and partnerships over the years. And hats off to the Toco Fest people. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more next week as well. How about
TocoFestival.com. Slam and Sammy Sound. Wrapping up the Thursday Night Music Club. Thank you, my dear. Let's listen to a bit of the Dogtown All-Stars, shall we?